The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
On this episode of News World, when Italian immigrant Francesca Cabrini arrived in America in 1889, she was greeted by disease, crime, and impoverished children living in New York slums. Armed with a fearless spirit and a compassionate heart, Cabrini sets off on a daring mission to convince the hostile mayor to secure housing and health care for society's most vulnerable, orphan children. Despite broken English and poor health, Cabrini leverages her entrepreneurial mind to build an empire of hope unlike anything the world had ever seen. Now, Mother Cabrini's life is celebrated in the new film, Cabrini, which opened this weekend in theaters nationwide and is directed by Alejandro Monteverdi and produced and distributed by Angel Studios. Here to talk about Mother Cabrini and their new film, I'm really pleased to welcome my two guests, Jeff Harmon, co-founder and chief content officer of Angel Studios, and Eduardo Verástegui, executive producer for the film. Jeff and Eduardo, thank you for joining me on Newt's World.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
All of this relates so much to work you guys have been doing through Angel Studios. Jeff, can you talk about the founding of Angel Studios? I mean, you grew up working on potato farms. Somehow that wasn't the normal beginning of a film creator.
Yeah, I grew up in the middle of 9 children, 6 boys and 3 girls. And we had 3 TV stations where we grew up and on the potato farms in Declo and Burley, Idaho. It wasn't even on my radar that would eventually be an executive at a top 10 U.S. Hollywood studio. I could count the number of movies I watched in theaters growing up on one hand, and they were all at the dollar show.
How do you move from potatoes to movies?
When I went to university, two of my roommates, one was a screenwriter studying screenwriting in school, and another one was studying photography for film. And both of them, one of them is directing a movie right now for Angel, actually, and at least he's hoping to get into Angel. And another one is a major YouTuber called Devin Supertramp. They introduced me to film, and I had sales skills. So my brothers and I, we would take my grandpa's potatoes from the farm in Idaho, borrow a pickup truck from the farm, and then drive them 3 hours south to Utah and sell potatoes door to door as kids. And I learned that I could buy a box of potatoes for like a dollar or two, and I could sell them for $20 in Utah. And so I built a little business off of that, and I learned to sell thousands of boxes of potatoes. And those sales skills came in later in my life when we were trying to market a product called Aura Brush. And we built an ad agency around that concept. And so we took sales skills, mixed them with a video from my roommate, Devin Supertramp, and we built our first commercials for YouTube, which blew up, built a large company. Then we built an ad agency and did Poopery, Squatty Potty, Purple Mattress, Lumi Deodorant, big viral video hits. And then eventually read the book Creativity Inc. and saw that Pixar was first an agency and then they became a studio. And we thought, oh, we could do something like that. And so we set off on trying to build the foundations of what would eventually become Angel Studios.
So you early on, though, are doing like 2 to 5 minute videos as viral ads.
Yeah. If you've ever seen like the Squatty Potty Pooping Unicorn where it's pooping ice cream, and I think it's still considered the biggest viral video campaign for an ad of all time. If you look at the top viral video ads on YouTube and Facebook of all time, we did more of them than any other agency.
You're making a good living. You have a niche that you have learned to basically dominate. And suddenly you go towards movies.
Yeah. My brother, Neil, who's the CEO of Angel Studios right now, he and Jordan, who's also a co-founder at Angel, they were working on this product that would skip and mute. It's kind of a roundabout way how we got here. Skip and mute scenes. So it would skip scenes or mute words in movies that we found unacceptable for our children. And Neil came to me and said, let's do this as our next business. Let's build a company that streams movies to people that they've purchased, but it's like an automatic remote control. It takes out rape scenes or very profane language so that you can watch it more with your family or your teenagers or whatever, the things you don't want your kids to hear or see. And I was resistant to it. I didn't want to start a business that I thought we'd get sued with. Because before our company, there had been a bunch of other companies build these technologies around DVDs and VCRs, and they had all been sued out of existence by the studio system. So I told Neil, I said, I don't think I want to do that. And Neil said, well, what if we do this, the system will accumulate, the moral compass of America will come around this service. And when they use it, eventually we'll have a big enough group that we can make content for this group rather than just skipping and muting the content that's coming out of Hollywood. And that's when I said, okay, let's do this. And we did it, and we got sued by Disney, 20th Century Fox, Warner Brothers. That lawsuit lasted for years, cost millions of dollars. And in that process of being sued and having the lowest point of our business, we actually transitioned into making content sooner than we expected. And we eventually helped build The Chosen, which is a TV series. We built Dry Bar Comedy, another TV series, which is stand-up comedy that's cleaner. And we built Tuttle Twins, which is a kids series that teaches kids about principles of freedom and economics. And we have built a studio now out of the ashes of what was a major lawsuit with Disney and this big battle that we eventually settled out of. And we have built a studio that is launching series after series after series. And then we eventually got into theatrical last year.
What's amazing about Angel Studios is both how you raise money, how you pre-sell tickets, and how you engage your investors in having a real voice about their investments. I mean, it's a very sophisticated and extraordinarily successful model.
Yeah. So when we got sued by Disney, this came out of necessity. This model was born by accident in a lot of ways, or born by divine providence. When we got sued, we didn't have the money to fight a major lawsuit with the largest studio in the world. And venture capitalists don't usually want to come in and invest in lawsuits. That's not their favorite thing to do. And the Jobs Act had just passed, which Obama had signed, and 8 companies before had done this. And this law allowed everyday people, not millionaires, to invest in venture projects. And we were the 9th company to try this, and we took it to our customers and said, we don't have the money to fight this lawsuit, but if you would like us to, it's going to cost at least $5 million. And we can fight this lawsuit up to the Supreme Court. And we ended up raising about $11 million in a five-day period from 8,000 families across the world. After that, my brother, who's a film director, he created Tuttle Twins, the series Tuttle Twins. He called me and he said, Jeff, do you realize what you just stumbled onto? Like, we can now fund major projects that can compete with Hollywood on an excellence level. And we've never been able to do this before. And it clicked. It was like, oh, that's how we do this, is we bring together people who want to see the content and don't wait for Hollywood to make it. We make it. And the first big project we crowdfunded was The Chosen. That was 17,000 investors invested in The Chosen over a 18-month period. And we launched The Chosen. And then we launched Tuttle Twins. And we launched the Wingfeather Saga, et cetera. Then it's evolved even since then. When Eduardo came on, Eduardo and his team, we raised $5 million in what's called P&A, which is prints and advertising to take your movie to theaters. And so the crowd, thousands of people came in around Eduardo and his team and raised money to pay to bring Sound of Freedom to theaters rather than just paying to produce it. That's the way that we had done it with The Chosen. Now it was paying to get it to the world. And those thousands of people become your army. They're the people who go and proselytize the films to the world. So we raised a P&A round with Sound of Freedom, launched it in theaters. It exploded. And then those investors got paid back. We've done four theatrical releases where people have invested in the theater, released the prints and advertising. And each time those audiences have gotten a return on their investment within, I think, about 90 days.
Did you have any idea when you launched The Chosen that it would become as big as it did?
We hoped so. We pitched Dallas. So this is a completely unusual story. We're in the middle of this gigantic lawsuit with Disney. Matthew Faraci, who's a close friend of ours, an Orthodox Jew, sends over this short film called The Shepherd. And it's the pilot episode of The Chosen. And I watched it. And when I was watching it, it was like a download of inspiration. And I could see how to take everything we had learned with selling Poopery, Squatty Potty, Purple Mattress, and taking everything that we had learned about crowdfunding against Disney and everything that we were learning about the Hollywood system and bringing it all together and funding this Chosen series. But we did not think that this show was going to be, like, I thought maybe a popular show, but it's a top 10 show. And it was after a year or two, we started realizing, oh, we might be able to actually go for a Game of Thrones size series with this. Let's try to take this show to 1 billion people. But that wasn't an instantaneous understanding. Dallas said that when we were writing the script about pitching the initial series, that I told him, as we were writing the script, I was like, oh, we're going to bring this show to millions of people around the world. And that's probably the closest thing we had. But now it's over, I think it's close to 200 million people worldwide it's reached.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You go from there and you create The Sound of Freedom, which is an astonishing movie. I remember being with Eduardo at the Capitol when the then Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, hosted a showing of the film. It's just an amazing movie, and I thought an act of great courage to do it. Did you two feel like it was a courageous moment to tackle something that challenging and that bold?
Eduardo, you're the one who made that film over 8 years while we were fighting Disney.
I know.
We hadn't met each other yet, but you were fighting your own battles with Disney, right?
Well, it's crazy how, you know, in one hand, it's a little bit more than 8 years now, almost 9 years, 2015, actually, when I met these incredible people in Los Angeles, California. You know, I was just finishing the launching of Little Boy in the whole world. This is a movie that we did before, Son of Freedom, almost like using Little Boy to campaign around the world on why it's so important to put in practice the corporal works of mercy. And I was pretty much using the movie to inspire people to do, you know, with their talents, something so we can make this world a better place, right? And while I was doing that, I ended up meeting these incredible people in Los Angeles who are experts in rescuing children kidnapped for sexual exploitation around the world. And when they share with me in details what they do to these children around the world and how they travel around the world, these guys, professional, you know, ex-Navy SEALs, ex-CIA agents, how they travel undercover around the world rescuing these children, I was very moved. I was inspired in one hand to meet these amazing heroes, but in the other hand, I was very sad. I couldn't sleep. You know, when you find out how these kids around the world are being raped 10 to 15 times a day for many years until the clients, they don't want them anymore because they're not fresh meat anymore. That's the kind of vocabulary that they use. You know, what happened to many of these children? They opened them and sell their organs. And it was like, it was too much to carry that I decided just to join the movement with them. I say, I want to do something. You know, I have a weapon of mass instruction, which is mass instruction and inspiration, which is films, movies. Movies can move people. And we need to create a movement because I remember asking them, why this problem? I mean, if this is a global problem, and especially U.S. and Mexico, how come U.S. and Mexico, you know, with the technology and the funds and the intelligence and the army and the police, why don't we just finish this problem once and for all? And they answer me because it's not a priority. So how can we turn this into priority? We need a movement. And that's when we decided to start writing the script. Alejandro Monteverde started writing the script with Rod Barr. It took them a few years to finish the story, Sound of Freedom. Then we started raising the funds. And then I sold the project to Fox Latin America. And so far, everything was amazing until Disney buy Fox. When Disney bought Fox for like $80 billion, something like that, all of a sudden, Sound of Freedom was a property owned by Disney. But then Disney, when they saw the movie, they told me, this is not for us. This movie is not for us. Okay, well, then I'm happy to, you know, take it with me. Yes, but you need to pay the debt. And I remember I was owing a lot of money to Fox, which now is to Disney. So it took me like 2 years to pay them because COVID hit. They closed all the theaters. So who wanted to invest in a movie where now theaters were closed? And I was like alone in my apartment in Mexico, like, you know, when the whole thing was closed, everything. And finally, I was able to raise the money by the grace of God and pay Disney, take the rights back. And then I started doing a campaign in Mexico against child trafficking, showing the movie to every single governor, you know, asking them, please end child trafficking in your state, use the movie to raise awareness, but then let's sign an agreement where we commit to end child trafficking in your state. Took me 2 years to finish this campaign against child trafficking in Mexico with one hand. With the other hand, I was praying to God, please send an angel to rescue this movie. Please send an angel to rescue this movie. And next thing you know, 2 years later, after being rejected by Hollywood for almost 4 years, 5 years, all the experts who tell us this movie is never going to work, never going to work. And then Angel Studios called me. So imagine, I'm praying to God to send an angel, and then Angel Studios called me, hey, Eduardo, we're studio here. We just finished this lawsuit with Disney and everything. It seems like we have something in common. You know, I think we are your last option. Why don't we do this together? We believe in the vision and the mission that you guys have. So this is like April last year, and we met, we signed a deal literally like a week later. And then next thing you know, Neil, Jeff, and Jordan, they tell me, okay, so we just signed a deal. Let's put this film out on July 4th. I said, guys, are you crazy? July 4th is like, we're independent filmmakers. This film is going to be competing with Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible. There's no way we're going to compete with them. I mean, if we're lucky, we're going to raise $5 million P&A against hundreds of millions of dollars P&A that these guys have. They own the industry. I mean, it's like a big establishment, big mafia who they own everything. We're just, hey, have faith, Eduardo, come on. Let's do something on July 4th because it's Independence Day. It's freedom, right? So let's remind the United States that we need to do something to bring freedom back to the children that are not free. There's more slavery today than when slavery was legal, and many of those slaves are children, so we need to do something on that day. So we agree, and I'm so grateful for the faith that Angel Studios had in Sound of Freedom and all the incredible work they put together for the launching of Sound of Freedom. And thank you, Newt, for that interview that you did for us and all the support. And you became ambassador of freedom for this movie and for this movement. And so many people around the world became ambassadors of freedom. Mel Gibson, who was one of our executive producers, he never records videos to, you know, recommending films, and he did in this occasion. He said, "Well, this is, you know, the first step to eradicate child trafficking is to raise awareness. I need everyone to see this movie." And Tony Robbins and Alejandro Sanz, who is one of the, you know, he's like the Bono of Latin America, and so many celebrities and political leaders like the president of El Salvador, the president of Argentina, the president of Guatemala, the president of Costa Rica, all of them like doing premieres in their countries, signing agreements with us to end child trafficking. All of a sudden, the movie opens, you know, number one in the box office on July 4th. But you know what? Hollywood didn't believe in this movie. But you know who did? The people. The people show up and they recorded videos. After the film was finished, they started recording their own videos on social media and promoting the movie. So hundreds of thousands of videos on internet, on social media, you know, it was like an army, as Jeffrey said, a big army of ambassadors of freedom, and showing up in theaters and recommending this movie. It became the first time ever in history that an independent film comes out on July 4th and opens number one in the box office. I'm so grateful to the people, to you, Newt, to Angel Studios, and all the ambassadors who supported this amazing movement. It keeps growing and growing and growing. It just came out in Italy like a couple of weeks ago.
When Callisto was the ambassador of the Vatican, this was one of her three major commitments that she spent 3.5 years on. It's a huge worldwide problem. And I think it's a great tribute to people that this film, which is a very powerful film, has attracted this kind of worldwide audience it's attracting. And I think it is having an impact.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so Dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What led you all to decide that Mother Cabrini was next?
Well, you know, we go way back. We started this dream of making movies that matters in 2004 when Alejandro Monteverde, the director of Bella, Little Boy, Son of Freedom, and now Cabrini, Leo Severino, a producer from Colombia who was born in Los Angeles, the three of us, they call us the three amigos, we started this dream of making movies that matters in 2004 in Los Angeles, California. And the first person who believed in us, the first person who financed our first movie, our first dream, which was Bella, was Eustace Wolfington, a big entrepreneur, you know, very successful man from Philadelphia. And he's the one who financed, him and his nephew, Sean Wolfington, financed Bella and helped us to achieve this beautiful dream to, you know, which for us was the first film that Alejandro directed, my first film that I produced, the first film that Leo Severino produced. So we were very grateful with Eustace Wolfington. And since day one, he always talked about Mother Cabrini. We didn't know who she was, but he said, she's my patron saint. I love Mother Cabrini. My dream one day will be to make a movie about Mother Cabrini. But we didn't pay attention, which is, you know, now it's all about Bella. Let's focus on Bella. So we finished Bella. Later on, we did Little Boy. Then we started doing Sound of Freedom. And then Eustace, I remember we were in this meeting in Los Angeles, and he said, Eduardo, I don't want to die before I make this movie. I made a promise to Mother Cabrini that I will do whatever is in my hands to make her movie. And I said, well, the first thing we need is the script. Why don't you call Leo right now? Because Leo is writing the script with Rothbard, which is the same writer that wrote Little Boy with Alejandro. So literally the next day he calls Leo, and Leo, I want to meet with you and Rothbard. And they met. Next thing you know, Rothbard reads like 30 books of Mother Cabrini. Next thing you know, Rothbard and Eustace and I were in Rome, and they started visiting every single place where she was hanging out at the time, you know. But I was focused on raising funds to pay the debt to Disney. And by that time, the script was finished. Alejandro reads the script. He falls in love. He said, this is my next movie. Oh my gosh, this is an amazing hero. And you says, guys, I've been telling you about Mother Cabrini since day one. You never pay attention. You were so busy. Well, it was not meant to be. It was not the right time. Now is the right time because now we're ready to do it. And now we're better filmmakers than before, right? And after Bella, Little Boy, and Son of Freedom, I think we have a little more experience now to put all that experience into Mother Cabrini. And that's how the story came. It's all because of Eustace Wolfington. And then let me tell you something. Why this man is such an amazing hero to us. He's our mentor. He's the first one. I mean, we exist as a filmmakers because of Eustace Wolfington. He said, only one condition, guys. We want to make this movie. but not 10%, not 20%, not 40%, not 80%, 100% of the profit. We need to donate the profit to continue the legacy of Mother Cabrini. This is not about us. This is not about who owns what or, you know, giving points to the cast, to the, you know, director, producers. No, we don't want to own anything. All the profits of this film, we need to help the poor, as Mother Cabrini taught us. And of course, we all agree. He's the mentor. He's the boss. And Eustace has been nothing but an amazing role model for all of us. He leads by example. And Mother Cabrini represents who Eustace Woffington is for all of us. And this is a gift to the world. This is a movie about, you know, women. For me, this is a true feminist movement. Women that are empowered by God. You know, every single woman that has God in the center of their lives, whatever they do, whatever they touch, miracles happen. And my hope with this film is that when people come to see it, when fathers bring their daughters to see this film, my hope is that when they leave the theater, they will leave not only entertained, but these young women, they will leave wanting to become more like Cabrini and not like Barbie.
So I'm a father of daughters. I have five daughters and one boy, and my oldest is 12 and my next one is 10. My 10-year-old and my 12-year-old watched this early, and my 10-year-old said, this is my favorite movie of all time. And she's planning right now her girl night with her friends to go see Cabrini. And to be able to have 10-year-olds watching Mother Cabrini's example in this film and wanting to model their lives after somebody like her, this is girl dad approved movie.
You, this is something that I want to say that is very, very, very powerful for all of us. And we are very grateful as filmmakers, especially independent filmmaking. You know, you always go against the current, against the establishment, against everything, right? I'm used to like working films where it takes years for us to put the movie out in theaters. So in Bella, it took us like 5 years. Little Boy, 5 years. Son of Freedom, 8 years. Imagine all the patience and all this. But because of the success of Son of Freedom, because of the support of Angel Studios, this is the first film, Cabrini, that we finished the film just last December. And I can't believe that now we're in theaters like 3 months later after we finished the film. Now things are going to be, I'm not saying that easy, but less difficult. We don't have to wait for years to put movies out there because the success of Son of Freedom now opened the doors for us to finish the film on time and then put the movie in theaters on time because now we have a partner that we didn't have before, which is Angel Studios. You know, we complement each other in a way that is just godly and divine.
I'm curious, Jeff, what was it about Mother Cabrini, Saint Cabrini, as she became, that most affected your daughters?
One of my daughters, she was at the premiere of Cabrini in New York. And one of the press people asked her what if there's a woman in her life that's like Cabrini. And she actually pointed to her younger sister. And so my younger sister reminds me of Cabrini. And that's the one that says it's her favorite movie. It's the 10-year-old that says this is my favorite movie. I think it's resonating because Cabrini had been given 2 to 5 years to live. And she built an empire the size of Rockefeller's or Vanderbilt. And she's this little tiny Italian immigrant who speaks broken English. And she storms into the Senate. She stands up to the Pope. She takes on pimps. She takes on the mayor of New York who's trying to shut down her orphanages. And no matter how small you are, you can change the world. It doesn't matter how small you are. If you put your mind to it and unite with God, you can change the world.
Well, as you all are changing the world, I was really impressed that on Rotten Tomatoes, you've gotten 89 out of 100 for a religious film about a saint in the 19th century to get that kind of rating.
But more important, the credits, you know, we make movies for the people. And that's what matters at the end of the day, you know, it's what the people think, you know, because they're the audience, you know, that we care, you know. We do movies that are movements, movie to movement. And Cabrini is going to be definitely a movement that started when she came to Manhattan. And the movement hasn't stopped. The movement is going to keep growing, you know, the movement of leading by example, the movement of using your talents to make this world a better place, the movement of, you know, helping children, helping those who are the most vulnerable. Just like Son of Freedom, you know, it was all about helping children and saving children. Mother Cabrini was doing the same thing. And not only that, Mother Cabrini inspired Mother Teresa to become who she became. Mm-hmm. Mother Teresa was teaching in this private school in India, and she knew that something was missing. And when she started reading about Mother Cabrini, that's when she decided to start her own order. Mm-hmm. And so somehow Mother Cabrini inspired Mother Teresa, another saint. And you know, the beauty of this film too is Alejandro didn't do a religious movie. You forget that you're watching a movie about a Catholic saint, you know, which happens to be the patron of the American immigrants and the first American canonized saint. But you forget about that because we focus on her humanity and we focus on all the things that she did, that no matter what you believe, you're going to relate to a woman that used her talents to serve others. And that trespasses religion, that trespasses everything, you know? It's a universal language.
We've screened this with thousands of people, thousands of ordinary people before this came out. And the most common thing we hear is one of the best movies I've ever seen. Glenn Beck recently just said it was like watching The Godfather for the first time. That's how good of a movie this is. It is so powerful.
That's a pretty remarkable tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it is that good. People are going to hear it this weekend. When the first million people come out of the theaters, people are going to hear from their friends, that's one of the best movies I've ever seen. That's a top three movie for me. That's a top five movie for me. You're going to hear it everywhere. I can be confident in that because we've screened it so much.
Yeah. And the way how Alejandro directed the movie in a very Socratic method, artistically, way of asking questions, you know, to the audience, and the movie provokes reflections, you know, I invite you to a meditation, you know, and I hope the people will ask themselves, you know, what am I doing with my life? You know, what kind of a legacy I want to leave behind my life? How am I using my talents? What do I want to gain in my life and why? This film will definitely will question all that. And I think it's very important to ask ourselves, you know, am I saying the truth or not? Am I building or am I destroying? Am I turning the light on or off? What am I doing with my life? You know, so Mother Cabrini will question in a way that is very effective, I hope, you know, the audience. And the movie begins when the movie finished, because now I want you to carry the legacy of Mother Cabrini in your own life when you leave the theater.
And the fact that she founded the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, they're now, I think, in 16 different countries or on all six of the occupied continents. We think of her as an American saint, but she had a worldwide impact.
Exactly. More than 60 hospitals, orphanages, a school, I mean, everything. She was amazing because she was not focusing on herself. She was asking God, please help me to help, you know, others. And she never gave up. You know, now, Neil, there is men and women that I see and they're depressed. And when I ask them why, well, I didn't get a lot of likes on my social media in my last post. What are you talking about? You know, and literally the whole world comes into their shoulders because of stupid little things. They said, you need to see Cabrini. You're going to see what these women went through. And she never gave up.
Plus, they're going to love the movie. They're going to love the movie, right? They're just going to absolutely love the storytelling. But you come out of it changed. That you're inspired to be a better person.
And never to give up. Never to give up, you know?
I didn't realize that she'd almost drowned as a child and she was terrified of water. But she overcame that fear to make 23 transatlantic trips. So sometimes when people worry about whatever's currently worrying them, she's a remarkable case study of courage and of commitment and of faith. But I have to ask you one thing about the film. You have a remarkable cast, which I think is a sign of the growing acceptance of how important your work is. I think in that sense, people are going to be really impressed just with the people who are now starring in your film.
You know, I have to give a lot of credit to Alejandro. He's a master on discovering talent. You know, there is so many actresses who wanted to become Mother Cabrini. You know, first of all, she needed to be bilingual because the first few minutes of the movie, she's in Italy, so she's speaking Italian. But then when they move to America, you know, there's one scene where she says, we're in America, we speak English now. You know, even though in real life, Mother Cabrini was speaking with a broken English, the actress speaks perfect English, you know? So she was faking it. She was acting, of course, like if she didn't know English very well. But Alejandro discovered this amazing Italian actress who literally, you forget that you are watching Mother Cabrini. The cast, as you said, you know, Alejandro is very good in every movie, in Bella, in Little Boy, in Son of Freedom. He's like a casting director. He's a multitask. He's a writer. He's a director. He's an actor. He's a producer. And he's a casting director as well. Even though we hire an amazing casting director, he's very good in discovering and hiring the right actors for the right roles. And Christiana did an amazing job as Mother Cabrini. And, you know, she should win every single award because her performance was unbelievable.
The critics are saying that. The critics are saying it's an Oscar-worthy performance. It's an Oscar-caliber film. Whether or not that happens, I thought Sound of Freedom had some actors that deserve some nominations, but I'm not the one who nominates them, so.
We need to start the Angel Awards. You know?
I should point out to our listeners, though, that they can go to angel.com/Cabrini and buy tickets. It's now available.
It's in theaters right now, and it is selling out all over the place. So it's a little hard to get tickets to certain showings, but you can go to angel.com/Cabrini and get those tickets.
That's great. Well, Jeff and Eduardo, I want to thank you for the commitment you've made both to change the film business and to bring stories to life that are inspirational and that really help move the country to a much healthier culture and a much healthier future. And these are often stories that would never have gotten through the traditional Hollywood studio process. And not only do I wish you what is already clearly going to be a successful opening weekend at the box office, but I also have to say I'm looking forward to a future interview on your next project because I know you're going to continue to do great work. Thank you both for taking this kind of time.
Well, near the wearing this together, hermano, thank you so much for the incredible work that you do, and thank you for your support. And again, together we're stronger, and together with the help of God and now with the intercession of Mother Cabrini, I'm sure great things will happen in the world.
Thank you, Newt, for having us on. We appreciate having a chance to tell the story of such an incredible woman. And it matters so much for me as a father of daughters to be able to get the word out about this film.
Thank you to my guests, Jeff Harmon and Eduardo Verástegui. You can watch the Cabrini movie trailer and get a link to buy tickets on our show page at newtsworld.com. Newt's World is produced by Gingrich 360 and iHeartMedia. Our executive producer is Garnsey Sloan. Our researcher is Rachel Peterson. The artwork for the show was created by Steve Penley. Special thanks to the team at Gingrich 360. If you've been enjoying Newt's World, I hope you'll go to Apple Podcasts and both rate us with 5 stars and give us a review so others can learn what it's all about. Right now, listeners of Newt's World can sign up for my 3 free weekly columns at gingrich360.com/newsletter. I'm Newt Gingrich. This is Newt's World.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.